This is Chad Owens, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Welcome to the Annuity Sales Coach. This is Chad Owen. I, as you know, am an agent just like you, running appointments just like you, in the field just like you. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about identifying buying signs. Now, this is critical, and I love this. This is actually one of my favorite things to do when I'm presenting a solution to a client, because if I'm doing it right, I'm going to see buying sign after buying sign after buying sign, because once again, you can also see what they don't like and what they do like by paying attention to your client. In any form of communication, it's always important to watch people's expressions. How do you identify buying signs? So we get back to communication. Communication, honestly, is much, much more than just words we speak. Communication is very important to watch people's body language, watch their facial expressions. I tell my kids, you know, I have younger kids. When I say younger kids, they're in the technology age, and they range from 24 right now down to 18. And it's very common for them to be texting conversations to their friends. So over the years, ever since texting has been going, I say, hey, you know what? It's okay to just talk about basic things, things that are not important while you're texting. But if it's ever really important, make sure you pick up the phone and you talk to them. Why? In a text, you can't hear any voice fluctuations whatsoever. You can't hear any disgruntled type sounds. You can't tell if they understand what you're saying. It is easy to misinterpret a text. So if it's important, make sure you pick up the phone and talk to them. Now, if it's really important, in other words, there's something critical, or it could potentially turn into a heated situation, make sure you meet them face to face in person, because a text, you're just texting, no emotion. When you're talking to them on the phone, you can actually hear voice fluctuations. You can tell, hey, you know what? You're frustrated or not. You understand or you don't. But when you're meeting face to face, now you have the voice fluctuations, you can tell, but you're also watching facial expressions, body language. This is why when I do my first appointment, I'm talking to them on the phone. I'm getting a sense just by the way they sound and if they understand what I'm talking to them about. And I always tell my clients, I say, hey, you know what? If you send me an email, I'm going to call you. I don't respond to emails, and here's why. And in email, I can't hear in your voice that you understand what I'm saying. Over the phone, I absolutely can. And if it's really important, we're actually going to meet again face to face. That way I can really make sure you're understanding, because I can watch and I'll tell them, I can just tell by your expressions if you understand it or not. And all of them appreciate that. I've never had someone not appreciate that. I want to make sure that I have that much understanding in communication. That's really important. To me, communication it's critical. It's probably one of the most important, if not the most important thing we could ever do for our clients, is to make sure we're communicating properly. So how do you identify buying signs? Well, sometimes, as you know, and this is great because like I said, I actually get to run appointments just like you. So I run into the same scenarios you do. So if you have a client that's kind of sitting back in their chair and they have their arms crossed or the straight face, or they're looking through the bottom of their glasses, you know, and you know what I'm talking about, because I'm sure you've had clients that have done the same thing. there's a major skepticism that they are going through. They're going, man, who is this person? What are they saying? Can I believe them? Do I like the product? I mean, a lot, it's actually happened a few times where, you know, the wife will call me, I go to meet them, and then I can tell right away the husband just is not interested whatsoever, but the wife is, or vice versa. The husband calls, the wife is sick of listening to all these different financial guys, so they already have this built perception. Or for whatever reason, out of desperation, they decided to call into a radio show because they're tired of losing money. They're tired of paying high fees. So they're going to go at it and listen to you anyway. They normally have a bad perception about annuities, but they're going to go ahead and give you a little chance anyway because they still hear a couple little things just here and there about, oh, maybe an annuity is a good idea. So once again, we have to stop and think about, what is their perception of us? And a lot of times we can get that just by their body language. And so the buying signs obviously has a huge amount to do with body language. Are they leaning back? Are they leaning forward? I am a huge, huge proponent of meeting at a kitchen table. I'm not a big fan of meeting in a restaurant. I mainly because I want to protect my client's confidentiality. I don't want other people hearing their information. There's so many people out there that are kind of sketchy. You never know who it's going to be. And they start to see or hear you talking to someone about money. They know they can follow them home. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I'm very protective in that area. Now, if you have an office, obviously that's a controlled environment too. But you can also tell in your office if they're leaning forward, if they're setting back. And most of you that have an office will actually have some sort of boardroom table or an environment to where you can have a table type setting. So I'm a huge fan of sitting at a table, whether it's a board table, whether it's a kitchen table, a dining room table, just having some sort of table. Because if they're starting to lean back or they're leaning back from the very beginning, when I start to talk to them, when I'm going through the fact finder, I'm going to find things to get them engaged and leaning forward. So when I'm gathering information, fine, lean back, we'll go over that. But when I'm explaining how the product is, I always use a graph that shows where the market's been, what it does going up and down, how the indexed annuity works. As the market goes up, you get a portion of the gains, but when the market goes down, you don't lose anything. And I point to it and I lean forward. Obviously, when they're sitting back like this, they can't see what I'm pointing at. So it causes them to lean forward, especially when I pull out the illustration that talks about how this is their guaranteed amount of income for the rest of their life without market risk. That almost always will get even the toughest person to lean forward. And once they're leaning forward, you lean in with them. You're getting them engaged. I remember I heard this church ad one time and the church said, you know what? We're not in to you leaning back and getting comfortable. We want you to lean forward and get engaged. And I thought it was such an intriguing ad because I'm going, you know what? That's the pastor that wants the people in the church to be part of the church, not just in their little comfort zone. They want them to be studying and learning and soaking in. And that's leaning forward. And we can actually tell that with our clients if they're leaning forward and they're getting engaged. So obviously, if they're leaning forward, that's a good buying sign. So I have this thing that I do in a course as well that talks about confirmation statements. What are confirmation statements? Confirmation statements are also, to me, comfort statements. In other words, do you see their head shaking yes when you ask questions? Do you like the idea of safety and security? Do you like the idea of no market risk? Do you like the idea of not having to worry about your income go down due to market volatility? Do you like the idea of having guaranteed income for the rest of both you and your wife's lifetime? Do you like the idea of not paying high fees to your broker anymore when the market loses money? Do you like the idea of not having the uncertainty of the market and having the guarantees of this product? As you can see, these are questions that are going to get your clients to start shaking their head. Yes, I like this. This makes sense. This is what I want to do. Those are buying signals. Now, obviously, if you have a client and they're going, no, I don't care about safety and security. I'm fine with market risk. hey, if they're like that, that's not our client base. And of course, unless your security is licensed and you actually do stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, well, then you're going to move towards products that may have more risk, that may have more volatility, because this may be a client that has a higher risk tolerance, and that's fine. That's what you specialize in. But as I have said many, many times, I actually am a safe money specialist, a safe money expert. Now, say I'm not the general practitioner doctor. I'm a specialist that deals with safe money. So when you're throwing out clarifying or confirmation or comforting statements, they're going to start shaking their head in the direction of the question. Or I say, do you like the idea when you lose money, your broker still makes money? They're going to shake their head no. You're just basically finding out if they agree with your statements. But this also has to go into when you're explaining the product. Do you understand how this benefits you? Do you understand how you get a portion of the gains but none of the market risk? Do you understand that if you pull out more than your penalty-free withdrawals, you'll have a surrender fee? Do you understand that the income value is not used for a walkaway value, that's used for income purposes? You want to make sure not only do they agree with what you're talking about, but they also understand what you're talking about. Now, there's no way they're going to understand every little detail. Just as if I'm trying to, you know, I want a rocket built, I'm not going to understand how to build a rocket. I'm going to hire an expert to do that. I may understand, hey, you have fuel, you get ignition, that propels the rocket. That's about as much as I know. I know nothing about the gyro sensors or the whatever technology's in there that keeps a rocket going the right direction. I don't know any of that. I'm not the expert. Just as it's impossible for them to be the expert in what we do. But I absolutely want my client to feel comfortable in what we're presenting them, because here's the reality. What good is it if I present safety and security for my client, getting them out of market risk, but they're so stressed because they don't understand what they just did? I've completely contradicted the stress factor. In other words, I wanted them to have peace of mind, but I still have them stressed because they don't know what they got into. I mean, being on the radio, I have had clients that I walk up and knock on the door. I go into the house and they have statements laid out all over their table and they say, I want to do this. I've been listening to your radio show for years. I want to do this. And I'm like, well, what do you want to do? Well, whatever you have, I want to do. I'm like, well, you don't know what it is. So I still need to explain to you what it is. That way you fully understand. I had one guy went in $750,000 of money that he wanted to move with me. And I still took the time to explain every little thing about the annuity, how it works. And he wasn't even fully paying attention. So what did I do? Because I knew he was so dead set on moving the money that he has to me, because he'd been listening to my radio show for so long, he just automatically trusted me, that even in the application, and this was years and years ago, this is why I started this process. Because I knew he didn't fully pay attention when I was explaining how the product worked, when I was having him sign the application, I would state again, this is an indexed annuity. This is how it works. This is the bonus. And I'd have him initial right there. And this income rider has a fee. And here's your fee. And this is what you have to pay every single year. Initial right here. And then these are your surrender charges. If you pay more, or if you pull out more than your penalty-free withdrawals, you have surrender charges. And I'd have him initial right there. So even where there wasn't places to initial, I still had them go through an initial, because I wanted to make sure he fully understood what he was doing, why he was doing it, what the benefit, because once again, it's our due diligence to make sure we are the client understands fully what we are doing. They understand fully. And so we take that time, but the buying signals are all over the place. And quite frankly, I do this thing sometimes called a one set, one close. Which means all I'm doing is it's my second appointment technically, because my first appointment is the actual phone call. But my second appointment, I meet with them face to face. And the entire time as I'm asking questions, they're agreeing with me. They like what it is. They love the idea of safety and security. They understand how the product works. So when I say at the end, hey, does this make sense to you? Yes. Is this something you want to do? Yes. Is it okay if we go ahead and move forward with the process? Yes. It's not difficult. You are never to be pushy, bossy, intimidating, whatever it is. You're never supposed to be forceful. That is a salesperson. We are not a salesperson. We are solution people. And when we start to present these ideas to where it meets their need, they love it. And it doesn't become forceful. So the entire time, buying signs are just them agreeing that this makes sense for them, that this is what they want to do. And you watch this through their body language, their facial expressions. You listen to the tone of their voice and you make sure that they understand everything. And you will find that if you're an expert in what you do, it's amazing how easy things flow out of your mouth and come across as confident and knowledgeable because you are confident and knowledgeable. Why? Because you spent the hours and hours and hours it takes to study the different products and know you are picking the best product for this client. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day. Thanks for listening to The Annuity Sales Coach. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealized.com and enroll in our coaching program today. This podcast is sponsored by Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368 and First Annuity at 888-758-7305.